Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is everything you never knew you wanted to know about tailgate-flavored candy corn.
Oh, I'm so scared.
I'm never allowed to touch or thump or crinkle on our episodes, but I'm crinkling right now gleefully because I have a bag filled with candy corn from Brex Candy Company.
The last time we did, okay, so we've done jelly beans. The last time we did candy corn, it was Thanksgiving. This is tailgate, fruit punch, vanilla ice cream, hot dog, hamburger, and popcorn. And I cut mine open.
You did? Without me?
You were crinkling like a freak.
Yeah, I'm opening too now. I feel like this is going to be a strange smell sensation situation.
There's a lot of popcorn coming through. It's the top note.
My immediate thing was like the Captain Crunch berries was the first smell impression, followed by a little hot dog.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely, I would almost call this county fair over tailgate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, all I need is like the smell of some fresh horse poo.
I hope Brax isn't listening. It's cool, guys.
That's not insulting. I'm like, this is definitely, they've got that flavor thing going on. Yeah. What I don't like is they show you photographs of each kind of corn, but they don't tell you what they are.
Yes, in the proud tradition of Brax, they are trolling just a little because you have to try. And so all our color palette here is pink, orange, and cream. So like, which is hamburger? I'm going to go with orange and the pinky red for hamburger.
Orange and pink. Hold on. Oh,
the middle one on the bag front.
Oh, yeah. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 flavors. I've got like, there's two that look remarkably similar. Oh,
that's where
no.
I'm this having is problems with right now.
I only really feel like there's four distinct ones.
Yeah, I feel worried because I suspect what we have here is, let me get my cell phone flashlight out here.
Oh boy.
It's going to be so gross. I'm so excited. Oh.
Well, while Amy figures out where her flashlight is, I'm going to tell you a couple of historical facts about Brox. So let's talk about Emil Brox. He was an innovator.
Okay.
He is the founder of the Brox. What's the word I'm looking for? Empire? Yeah, there we go. He realized that the cost of candy was in labor.
Yes, for sure.
So he started figuring out how to make things like caramels in pans because it's big, it's in bulk. And that bulk production had him signing contracts with department stores and elbowing out the competition.
That is at that time in our country, we've had the Industrial Revolution, yep. But it's
right? 1923.
Still oozing its way into workplaces, that was a clever way to get an edge.
Okay, I think we both have the same pieces picked out. So
yeah, this is the most similar palette they've ever had.
Yeah, they should be more different colors. You're going to choose where we go first.
So I have yellow, medium yellow top, dark yellow, light orange bottom.
Oh, okay.
So this, I predict popcorn for this one, but I also think it could be vanilla ice cream.
I don't know. All I smell is candle.
Okay. It's in. I got vanilla ice cream. You got vanilla ice cream?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This bag, I think, is going to be 60% winners and 40% seriously disgusting losers.
Yeah. They really win on the, I think like I have a sweet potato pie that we did. Or
yes,
it was,
that was our first one.
That was good.
Still high five to you guys because we remember it to you all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this time, Trace and I were chatting as we exchanged candy corn bags yesterday. And I always wonder about how we can clear our palate between them and if coffee has the same effect that it does with odors as it does with flavors.
Okay, so are you doing a coffee
swig?
Doing my
coffee swig, yep. A swish?
I don't know.
However, we started recording about 50 minutes ago, so it's not as hot as it was.
Let me hit you up with another fun Brox fact. By 1909, the main factory was moved to a 5-story building, and they were making 50,000 pounds of candy a week.
Oh my goodness, how much sugar do you suppose that was? That's, oh, wow.
Well, I was just thinking, in 1909, where is everybody, where are all the people that are buying all this candy?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, and they moved to a new factory not too long afterwards. They like exploded really quick because with his innovative manufacturing and cutting down labor costs, he undercut everybody else who was making candy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So he was signing contracts with like department stores and things like that. But soon after, they were selling 250,000 pounds of jelly beans, cream candies, marshmallows, and chocolate chips per week.
Oh my goodness, that is just, wow. They suddenly turned themselves into a big box store.
Okay, I don't want to do the mostly white looking one because I think that's popcorn.
So save that for a palate cleanser. I'm setting it aside.
Yeah, I would like to go to the far right end, and that's the like orange top, bright, bright pink bottom.
Yeah, I think we're going to be having a hamburger next then. For those of you who haven't listened to either of our previous taste test episodes, Brax does a pretty amazing job at replicating a flavor. But they do not take the sweet out. So it's like throwing whatever savory food into a can of sweetened condensed milk. I have not. Did you taste it yet? I've been stalling.
No, I put it in my mouth. You started to talk and I spit it back out.
Yeah, I'm stalling. Okay, here I go.
Okay. Oh, no.
Oh, this is as bad as turkey.
That's hamburger?
Mm-hmm. And a little bun in there. They did a. It's exceptionally terrible.
Okay. What's remarkable though is, okay, so this is a two-toned piece of candy corn and the top is this kind of weird off orange color, mm-hmm. which was kind of cheesy and bunny. And honestly, I didn't mind that so much, but then my teeth hit the pink bottom and it was just meat. Oh,
meat. Yeah.
That's traumatic.
It's like you put a piece of pie on your burger accidentally or something. I don't know. It was not good.
And it's not like, hey, let's do a cheeseburger and a donut. I don't. It was,
nope.
Wow.
No, they leaned into that savory, like, we're going to put some herbs into this direction.
Wow. Wow. That was a whole.
High five, guys. You made it gross.
Oh, that was a whole thing. Yeah. This makes me, okay. So part of the original factory, do you know the Batman film, The Dark Knight with Heath Ledger?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there's a like a gif that you can put on. It shows him and he's like in a nurse's outfit dressed up like the Joker and the building behind him explodes.
Uh-huh.
That was part of the original Brox administration building.
Really? Wow.
And honestly, if they were making this candy corn there, I would be behind that.
We would come and clap.
We'd be like, yes, can I please have another vanilla ice cream candy corn?
Yeah. In the span of like two or three kinds of these, they need to make us a bag of all the good ones.
Mm. Okay. So you get to choose what happens next. It's like Russian roulette now because we're down to hot dog, fruit punch, or popcorn. I don't know how I want this to. Actually, I do know how I want this
Let's
to go.
Just do the hot dog and be done with it. The hot dog I'm predicting is orange bottom, light pink top.
Yeah, you're probably right. Because it's like bun and then a salt.
Maybe this will have the pancake effect, though. I'm crossing my fingers, like the McGriddle sandwich effect is what I'm hoping for.
Okay, let's try them.
Okay, here we go. Oh, and it's like bad ramen water.
It is like...
Oh! I am tempted to spit this one out.
No, no, don't be weak. Don't be weak.
Oh, it's so bad. Everyone, this is my all-time worst. For across the three taste tests, there's something so horrible about this.
Wow, it's
It's bready. I'm getting that bready.
Mm-hmm. You are right. It is like ramen water. You know what's funny is that didn't taste like, okay, it didn't taste like a hot dog to me. And I was trying to decide in the moments that I was in it.
During that trauma.
Yeah, I'm going to eat a vanilla ice cream. You can't stop me.
Oh, same.
What I was trying to decide was, is this like hot dog with like onion and toppings? There's so many directions that could have gone.
Yeah. Okay. Now I don't remember which is vanilla ice cream. Dark, dark yellow bottom.
Yeah. White on the top, that dark yellow bottom.
Thank you.
Okay. Wow, that is, can you imagine if you did a turkey, a hot dog, a hamburger, and the taco all at the same time?
Oh my gosh, and the guacamole.
I think you'd have some sort of medical event.
I agree. Your brain would just short circuit. It's
Oh, wow. That was, I don't need to go back and do that again.
So they get 0 out of 10 for my taste experience, but lingering effect gets like 6 out of 10 because it's gone now.
That's true. I would say like the salsa.
Oh, And the turkey or the dressing one. Those ones were hard to shake. Ugh.
They did hang in there a long time. Yeah. But now, okay, so are you a hot dog or hamburger person? Just like if you go to a barbecue, you roll up and they're like, we're doing dogs and we're doing burgers. What are you going to have?
I'm going to do a dog because I never cook them at home. And I'm going to find the most charred one that I can that my dad didn't get to first or will. There is a segment of my family that likes a really well done dog.
Wow. See, Beckett's like that. Beckett likes them split and crispy and like just one step aside from arson.
Yes. Like this is probably going to be bad for your body in not just the saturated fats, but what about you? Are you burger or hot dog?
Well, you know, before I was like, I need to eat low salt. I was definitely hot dogs. Hot dog, hot dog, hot dog.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, now I'm a burger with Swiss cheese because I'm lame that way, but it's still delicious. It's okay. And it doesn't taste like that candy corn.
Yeah. Mm. I should take a bowl of all the worst flavors. I wonder if I have any of the Thanksgiving ones yet hiding in a cupboard. Take them to work.
Would you like some two-year-old, what is it, pandemic candy?
I've never been diagnosed as positive. It's probably fine.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like the pink is fruit punch and that the white looking one, it's two different colors, but just barely is popcorn. I do not like the popcorn Jelly Belly jelly beans. I know that it's their most popular flavor, but I am not that demographic.
Okay. So let's cozy it up with the gross ones in the middle then, because I enjoy it, but let's finish with a positive experience.
Okay. So let's popcorn and then we'll fruit punch. Okay.
Yeah.
So
okay, here we go.
Popcorn.
I am going to eat two because I know I'll like this.
Oh, it tastes like butter. Ah.
Mm. It's a more butter forward flavor than the Jelly Belly.
Okay, but doesn't it have like a weird pineapple flavor?
Mm-hmm.
Does it?
Just slightly. Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm going to eat another one because I'm confused.
I agree with you. Now here at the end, I'm getting more of a true popcorn-y flavor. But my initial with a lot of it in my mouth was that butter and like the sweet, they must have thrown in just a tidbit of pineapple flavor to, which I don't know why. And maybe it's just our brains telling us that.
I will tell you that it's pineapple as I'm chewing it, but after I swallow it, that aftertaste is popcorn-y. And I think maybe that's that weird, that's odd.
Yeah. It's like we've had a changing flavor thing, like a Wonka candy.
We might need to do some like weird food science, although that's one of those things where it's like, I'm going to talk to you about food. Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah.
It's not very interesting.
It turns into a chemistry lesson.
Which I would totally do. Mm-hmm. And then someone would have to reel me back. And that's you.
That would be better at a live experience.
Yeah, that's true. So, okay. So another interesting thing, they did not, it wasn't all just rainbows, jelly beans, and candy corn for the Brock family.
You said there's a mystery and I'm very curious.
Well, there's a mystery and there's also an explosion.
Ooh. Oh no.
And,
exploding sugar.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me. Sorry.
Well, so September 7th, 1948. So yesterday, 1948, they had a 3 a.m. explosion that killed 15 workers, injured firefighters, and they figured out that it was an electrical spark with cornstarch in the air.
Oh no, like the flour thing.
Exactly. Remember how we talked about that? Well, apparently this 1948 explosion spurred new safety with what they call starch dust fires.
Oh, sure. It's such a fine food. This is like you've combined the disaster of the exploding flour with that maple syrup drowning, but like with boiling hot sugar, probably. It sounds very bad.
And considering how, I don't know how they were making them in 1948, but I've done the Jelly Belly tour, like in California, and a lot of their molds are cornstarch, and then they press stuff into it. And so, I mean, it must have just been filling the air.
Terribly sad.
I know. We should eat another candy corn to feel better.
Okay, and then you'll tell us one more sad thing?
I will.
What flavor? Are we moving on, or are we enjoying another vanilla?
No, I'd like to try the fruit punch. Okay. This is the one I'm most interested in because I want to know if it tastes like super childhood fruit punch Kool-Aid kind of flavor.
I'm smelling it. This is the one that's smelling like Captain Crunch berries. And I feel like this is authorized tapping because we're having a sensory sort of episode. So I'm tapping on the table.
Amy's gone rogue. Okay, I'm going to eat it.
Okay, me too. I'm having two.
Oh, it does taste like Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're avoiding the Starburst problem. There was one in another taste test that was very like, oh, it's the pink Starburst.
Yeah, no, that tasted like fruit punch Kool-Aid.
Yeah, that's nice.
Wow. Okay.
That's a good childhood memory right there.
Right? This is the backyard of the Baileys on their swing set, which I was so jealous of, and it was either Kool-Aid or Otter Pops. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Yep. Thinking of my friend Lizzie right now.
So good.
Yeah.
Okay. So savor the fruit punch.
Yes.
The last mystery. Yeah. And I'm going to swallow. So the second wife of Frank Brock. Okay. So you had Emil. He had some children. Frank was one of his kids. Mm-hmm. But his second wife, Helen Brock, became the heiress to the Brock fortune after Frank died. She was an animal rights advocate. She loved horse racing. She was in some ways reported to be kind of eccentric. In February of 1977, she disappeared without a trace, never to be seen again. And they don't really have a solution to what happened. And if you want to know more about her, there's a My Favorite Murder episode 292 that goes like super in depth on Helen Brock's disappearance. And then they did a taste test. And I can't remember on which one, not this one. They did a taste test on one of the other ones that we've done. And they talk about them too, which is kind of fun to get somebody else's opinion on the flavors.
Yeah. I think I just got a popcorn one again when I thought I was having a vanilla. Brax, you continue to surprise, delight, and completely gross us out. Yeah, I've got a vanilla one. I'm going with that for my final, because I've just eaten 22 grams of sugar if I ate a serving.
You know what? Just eating the bottom of that hamburger one.
How was that?
I really got hamburger. If your mom made a hamburger patty and then like some mashed potatoes, and probably if it was my childhood, there would also be succotash. But
ooh, really? What is succotash?
That is corn and lima beans. And maybe there were green beans.
That's weird.
I just remember I hated the lima beans. So I would eat them first. Well, guys, I got to tell you, I really enjoy tasting these things. I think the next one we do, when someone comes out with something or somebody messages us, we're going to have to start filming them, because
we did the last one. We got to get a better setup. I agree.
100% vanilla ice cream all the way.
Yep.
Little fruit punch. Keep your hot dogs. I don't want them.
No, thank you.
Well, I tell you what, guys, if you'd like to hear more episodes, if you're eating a really tasty hot dog or tasty hamburger.
Yeah, I feel like we need to go get a hot dog and cleanse the palate there.
Exactly. Ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. And wherever you listen, please like and subscribe. Every time you subscribe, an angel gets its wings. I don't actually know if that's true, but I feel like it should be. Check out our Instagram for fun science and history facts. Our Facebook page is a great place to go if you have comments or questions. Please comment. Please question. Please send us episode ideas. We love that. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee your taste buds will not be bored.